This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on emergency department visits for traffic-related pedestrian injuries, cigarette smoking among pregnant and postpartum women, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, emergency department visits for traffic-related pedestrian injuries are more common among racial and ethnic minority groups. Second, only 3 in 5 women were asked about smoking at their postpartum checkup. Clinicians can help patients quit. Third, a cluster of HIV cases associated with cosmetic injections emphasizes the importance of proper infection control and licensing at spa facilities. Finally, PCR lab tests are the most reliable tests for diagnosing COVID-19 to ensure appropriate treatment. Welcome, I'm Charlotte Kent, Editor-in-Chief of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the weeks of April 22nd and April 29th. Each year, pedestrians suffer traffic-related injuries that require medical treatment. Traffic-related pedestrian deaths in the U.S. reached a 40-year high in 2021. In the first report, researchers examined more than 300 million emergency department visits to better understand these types of injuries. From 2021 through 2023, the percentage of visits for traffic-related pedestrian injuries was highest among people from racial and ethnic minority groups. It was also higher among people 15 to 24, men, and during the autumn months. Traffic-related pedestrian injuries are preventable. Federal, state, and local partners can collaborate and use timely data to rapidly monitor trends, identify disparities, and implement strategies to support the safe system approach, a framework for preventing traffic injuries among all road users. Cigarette smoking can lead to poor health outcomes for pregnant women and their infants, such as preterm delivery and infant death. In the second report, CDC researchers analyzed data from 2021 to estimate the percentage of women who smoked cigarettes before, during, and after pregnancy, the percentage who quit smoking during pregnancy, and whether their healthcare providers talked to them about smoking. 1 in 20 women reported smoking during pregnancy, and more than half quit. 1 in 13 women reported smoking after delivery. Almost all were asked about smoking at prenatal visits. However, only 3 in 5 were asked at their postpartum checkup. Clinicians are encouraged to screen for tobacco use before, during, and after pregnancy and provide additional resources to help their patients quit, such as 1-800-QUIT-NOW or cdc.gov/quit. HIV transmission through cosmetic injection services was first documented in 2018 when the New Mexico Department of Health was notified of an HIV diagnosis in a woman with no known risk factors. The woman reported being exposed to needles during a cosmetic facial she received at a spa. The third report discusses the investigation into the spa's practices. Investigators identified HIV infection among 4 former spa clients and 1 of their sexual partners. All reported low behavioral risks associated with HIV acquisition. The spa facility did not have appropriate licenses, follow infection control procedures, or maintain comprehensive client records. This is a novel situation, and CDC is not aware of any similar occurrences elsewhere in the U.S. These first documented HIV cases associated with cosmetic injections emphasize the importance of proper infection control and licensing at spa facilities. Antigen tests were initially rolled out during the pandemic to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at a time when population immunity was low and rates of severe COVID-19 were high. As COVID-19 evolves, it's important to understand how well tests detect infection. In the last report, researchers measured current COVID-19 test performance by comparing antigen tests, polymerase chain reaction tests, also known as PCR, and viral cultures collected between November 2022 and May 2023. PCR lab tests were found to be more sensitive and more likely to detect SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, than both a home and clinic antigen test. Rapid antigen tests detected only about half of the infections that PCR tests detected. Early, reliable detection is particularly important for people at higher risk of severe COVID-19 so they can get timely treatment to prevent severe disease. Clinicians should consider using PCR tests for accurate diagnosis in their higher risk patients. This will help ensure they are diagnosed fast enough to begin appropriate antiviral treatment. If you are at higher risk for severe COVID-19, talk to your clinician about PCR testing. Don't delay. Treatment must be started within 5 to 7 days after you first develop symptoms. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.